Blog Talk Radio.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Hello, everyone. My name is Solaris, and I am your host tonight and your DJ of love. You are listening to Facets of the Heart, the show all about romance. So every Monday night, you will be hearing some of the most passionate love songs, poetry by our angel writers, and special guest appearances. So we invite you to call us at 858-777-5933 to share your love story. And be sure to add us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/facetsoftheheart and on Twitter at twitter.com/facetoftheheart. If you would like to make a song dedication, please message us throughout the week at info@facetsoftheheart.com and let us know the special song and message, and we will play it for the one that you love. So I hope you guys are all excited for tonight. We have a special show for you. We are doing Country Music Night because anytime that goes into summer, and we're almost in summer, it just kind of reminds me of country music when I used to live in Florida and you would be on the porch drinking sweet tea and, you know, just going to country music clubs and stuff. So it reminds me of the good old times when I used to live in the South. So we have an amazing singer-songwriter for you, and she is calling in all the way from Nashville, which you know is the place where all the most amazing country songs are made. And we have PJ Ju. She is going to be our guest tonight, and she is an amazing writer who has lots of cool music. And then later on in the extended podcast portion of the show, I'm going to be playing some classic country hits that you guys will all remember to keep it a fun theme and have, like, fun with it. So you guys will love it. I love it. So I picked all my favorite country songs just to kind of go with it. So I hope you guys are welcoming and excited to welcome our special guest, PJ Ju. We have a very cool song that she wrote, and this one is called A Breaking Heart Will Lie. So we're going to welcome her onto the show with this amazing song of hers, and we will be right back after this.
Cause
So that was A Breaking Heart Will Lie, and we have the amazing songwriter here on the line with us right now. So we have PJ, and I really am so excited that you're on the show with us. Thank you so much.
Hey, Flair. Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
Aw, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you got your start in music.
Oh, yeah. So I was about 5 and a half when I started piano, and I was classically trained. I got into Juilliard School of Music for piano, and then eventually composition and conducting. So I was there for 10 years in the pre-college, and I started writing songs towards the end of that.
That is very cool. So what inspired you to go into music as a career?
Well, I've always kind of had two parts of my life. One is technology. I'm in high-tech software as well as music. I've kind of gone back and forth or, you know, kept both in my life. Every time I, you know, kind of walked away from music, it would always call me back. So I've just been putting more and more energy into the music, and, you know, especially in the last couple of years.
That is so cool. Do you find that your easy knowledge of computers makes it easy for you to get into the recording your own music, like when you have a song idea or even, you know, engineering your own stuff at times?
It really does. I've been kind of using, you know, the digital audio workstations, and when they were not easy to use at all. I mean, if you think they're hard to use now, they were really hard to use before. But definitely having technical know-how makes picking up all the electronics and the software way easier. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it makes it all great, because you do have to have a good ear and know what you're doing. And sometimes, you know, I'm still a kind of a, you know, default settings and the plugins kind of person to make things sound good.
That is awesome. You know that seriously, probably they're going to come up with like an app for it in 6 months, where Pro Tools will be like an app on your phone or something.
Yeah, they try. And even, you know, GarageBand on your iPhone, you can do a lot with that now. It's pretty amazing.
That is awesome. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check that out. That's so funny. That's awesome. That would help.
I saw this. I saw this. I think it was called. I can't remember what it was, but it was a documentary. I believe that maybe T-Bone Burnett put it together. I'm not sure, but Elvis Costello was in it, and he was talking about how he went into the airplane bathroom and put together a couple tracks, and then he came out with a little demo of his new song.
Oh my God, that is so cool. That is so amazing. So tell us a little bit about the artists that inspire you.
Oh man, well, there's so many now. They're so different. I would say that Sarah McLachlan really stood out for me those years ago as a singer songwriter, just really, really touching music. I also really love Nine Inch Nails.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have a pretty wide range. So I love anything that kind of that moves me, and that could be touches my heart or makes me feel inspired, or even makes me, you know, kind of agitated and just want to dance or something. So and now, especially in the country music for me has been pretty eye opening in the way that it really helps me focus on lyrics. And I've always been very much of a melody person, so I would like kind of bop along to the melody and then sing the chorus and then bop along to the melody again. But country music, these days, I think Eric Church is phenomenal. I think he's really, really special in what he writes and how he performs. And there's just a couple other, like, I'm really song-oriented now, because a lot of the artists, they don't necessarily write their own songs. So there's some songs that just really, really inspire me over the years.
If you could have any country artist sing your song, who would be your ultimate number one dream artist to sing something you write?
Oh, I'm not picky. You're like, point, I'm like, good. All of you, any of you. Oh, yeah. Man, there's just so many good ones, you know. There's just so many. Well, Luke Bryan is huge, and I also love that. Not only does he have the kind of butt-shaking bro country stuff, but he does sing really from the heart songs as well. That would be awesome. I mean, Eric Church writes a lot of his own things, but that would be great as well.
Awesome. Tell us a little bit, because I was reading up that you have started shopping your music to some major artists, which is very cool. So why don't you explain to our listeners a little bit about who you're shopping your music to?
Sure. Well, the way that's working for me is I rarely shop directly to the artists, you know, the big artists. What I do is get my music in front of publishers, and the publishers kind of act as a you know, kind of, I suppose, middleman agent. Like maybe an actor might have an agent. So a music publisher, if they like my music, they'll pick it up. They say they pick it up, or they'll keep a copy, and then they'll listen to it again, see if it holds up over the next couple of weeks or not. If they're very excited about it, then they will bring it to the artist camp or the artist directly. I've had a couple of music publishers and be interested. So I've been very lucky about that. So they have pitched a couple of my songs to different artist camps, like George Strait and Luke Bryan. Also Craig Morgan. Yeah, Craig Morgan and Kelly Pickler. So one of the songs that I gave you that we'll probably play today, U.S. Highways, has been doing really well, and we'd really love to get it to Ashley Monroe, who's this just amazing female singer with this very cool kind of throwback country feel.
That is awesome. Well, I'm going to play U.S. Highways for everybody listening now. Can you tell us a little bit about your inspiration of writing the song before we play it?
Sure. Well, this one I wrote with my friend, co-writer, who's also the woman singing, so you'll be able to hear her amazing voice. Her name is Kaylee Anna Hammack, actually. And she's an artist in her own right and a really good songwriter. So, you know, co-writing is a funny business. I was in Nashville, and I went to her place. I went to her place the first time, and she played a little bit of a snippet of something. I'm like, that's kind of cool. And we didn't have, you know, it was kind of like the basic goo of something great, but it was kind of a blob of goo of something great. Right? So we worked together for a couple hours that day, and then got together again, and really refined it to bring the storyline together. And some of it is autobiographical for each of us. You know, we both love driving, and she had just come back from Panama City. You'll hear a little bit here and there about real life experiences.
That is awesome. Well, for everybody listening, this is U.S. Highways by PG Ju. And we hope you guys like it. We will be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Passing by.
important to keep you and your loved ones comfortable from the changing temperatures outside. At Colonial Comfort, their staff is dedicated to the well-being and customer service of all their clients. With a well-known presence in the greater Boston area, Colonial Comfort is one of the few local companies which installs low-energy and eco-friendly heating and air conditioning systems at an affordable price. Nothing is more important than your family, and with over 35 years of experience, Colonial Comfort understands just how important protecting your loved ones can be. That's why they are available 24 hours, 7 days a week. So let Colonial Comfort help you manage your energy needs. Call now for your free quote and enjoy your comfort year-round. Their phone line is 978-264-4848. Again, that's Colonial Comfort at 978-264-4848. www.colonialcomfort.net.
Follow Solaris and read your monthly horoscope in Beauty and Entertainment magazine. Submit your personal question to her advice column, Dear Solaris, to be featured in the magazine. Remember to include your birthday because she will answer you using your astrology chart. Send submissions to fairyastrology.com and you can subscribe to BE at beautyentertainment.com.
Do you want to look your beautiful best? Cynthia Loren, celebrity makeup artist, offers a flawless, long-lasting makeup application for your wedding, special event, date night, or any time with luxurious products and expert techniques to enhance a more youthful and beautiful you. Cynthia Loren provides convenient mobile service to the Southern California area. So go to www.cynthialauren.com to schedule an appointment to look your beautiful best.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong man. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And right now, we have our artist to watch, so we're going to turn it over to see who he has this week for our artist to watch. So, Jeff, who is our artist to watch tonight?
Okay, so tonight I found this band actually at last minute, really. I was having a major brain fart earlier today. It was going to do a band in which we'd already done, but Jamie quickly pointed out that that I was having this brain fart and that I really needed to find somebody else for this program. So I found this artist, actually this group called Arctic Lake. And I've been listening to them for a little while, and they've only got like 3 or 4 songs out right now. They're out of London. They've opened up a couple of shows for Fickle Friends and for Orlette Garland, which is a favorite of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And a favorite of yours as well, too. And they've had some really good press on that. They have a song which we're going to show to you tonight called Only Me, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's got a great harmony to it. These guys are very, very close. I was looking at their bio and reading some interesting stuff about them. Haven't been around that long, but I think they're making an impact. I mean, they're really, you know, standing out in that London scene right now. Like a lot of artists we talk about now that are coming out of London, that's a hard area right now to set yourself apart in. And if they're able to do that, then that says a lot. So I think you're going to see a lot of these guys in the upcoming 6 to 8 months. But I think this Only Me song is probably going to be probably featured on at least a TV show, if not a movie, here in the upcoming future. It just seems like one of those tracks in which you're going to have that kind of success with. But
ooh,
check it out. I think you'll love it.
Maybe it'll be on the next season of Royals. That would be awesome.
It actually would be a great fit for it.
That's so cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for that. We will be back with Jeff next week with more artists to watch. And I hope you guys love this song. Bye.
You walked for me and oh, you walked for me and oh.
Was Arctic Lake with the song Only Me, which is our artist to watch. So definitely watch out for that song and that artist. You are going to hear a lot more from them, I am sure, in the future. They are wicked cool. And now we are going to play a song by PG Ju. This song is called Just a Car.
Told myself it's time for something brand new. Figured I should find the blue book value of my 67 Mustang GT. 100,000 miles on that engine, rusted quarter panel, fair condition. There it was, only 4 G's. Hell, it's worth so much more to me. Rocket burning up the highway, a front row ticket to the sunset, freedom under the stars. It's a love seat parked along the river, a spotlight on a dirt road dance floor. It's where she stole my heart. It ain't just, it ain't just a car. Saw the sign up on the windshield, loved the silver paint and dug the chrome wheels. When that V8 rumbled, he smiled. Didn't even ask to take a test drive, knew all the specs. He offered 3.5. I said, kid, better open your eyes. It's a rocket burning up the highway, a front row ticket to the sunset. Under the stars. It's a love seat parked along the river, a spotlight on a dirt road dance floor. It's where she stole my
picked my girl up for a ride. We were cruising on Main. Thought, man, I love this thing. It's a time machine dialed into the good days. Pulling up to her mama's driveway. Top down, she jump in my arms. It's a love seat park along the river. A spotlight on a dirt road dance floor. It's where she stole my heart. It ain't just a car. No, it ain't just a car.
That was Just a Car by PJ Ju, and we are going to interview her about that song and many more after this. We have Zara on the line with us with her raw poetry, and we are going to talk to her about what poem she wants to feature tonight. How are you doing, love?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing good. What poem do you have for us tonight?
The poem tonight is called Press Play, and it was sort of inspired by my favorite movie in the entire world, which is Cinema Paradiso. If anybody hasn't watched that, they should. So.
Very cool. Feel free to read that anytime you're ready.
Okay. Time is just organized numbers. The numbers thunder in their domino effect. As each second that goes, we cannot reclaim. Some are tired of running, tired of the chase. So they just hit pause and sit in absolute peace in the rustic abandoned theaters in their minds, the dust glazing the fallen curtains as the reel begins to spin, where it's always a ticket just for one as they sit and choose to blissfully replay a moment where the numbers and logic have failed them and they choose to make their own life. My theater is decorated with a timeless vintage aura, red velvet curtains, of course, draping the arms of the ivory marbled statues I have yet to name. I carry the rustic silver key close to my heart as it nuzzles between my chest. I always sit in the same spot wearing the same dress and fall in love with the echoing of my black stilettos as I walk in. I watch us over and over again, always excited in the beginning. I can't catch my breath in the middle and the forever disappointing end. Is it possible that we were lovers before, in a time without numbers, deadlines, or misleading texts? How can I resonate so much belief in you when all you did is try to break me over and over? The movie ends and I lay there thinking of how it could have been. I lay on the washed out golden theater seats and think of you. My hands slide up my black lace dress and always lands on my heart. I wish for one second you would join me in my theater, but I sit and watch everything over and over, wishing for someone to change the ending, wishing that if I watched it enough, it would change. If I could give you my life for one second for you to see how much I loved you, I would. But I can never change you because I was never meant to. Life will show you everything you need, but without me there. All I want more than anything is for somebody to push play on my life for me. I want to lose the key to my theater and believe it never existed. I want to shed the last tear and lock the door. I want to leave the black lace dress, the black stilettos, the red lipstick and the cup holder and just walk away. I will leave the key buried in the garden next to the gate. One day you'll find it. One day you'll watch our films and one day you will know. By then you'll see me as a reality, but I'll already be living my own.
That is very cool. Thank you so much for writing that, baby.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Just that I was thinking of that theater in the movie of Cinema Paradiso where it plays out of the lion's mouth and that whole feeling to it, and it kind of inspired me to write it. So
that is so awesome. And is there anything that you would like to promote tonight?
If anybody gets a chance to check out our track Lost Empires, which is featured on iTunes. It's the vocalists are Mr. Blue and Melanie Rose, and it's fantastic. And to just keep showing support, we have a couple upcoming exciting projects in the works, but I will save that for another time.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, for everybody following Zara throughout the week, you can go to her Facebook page at facebook.com/111rawpoetry.org. Her website is 111rawpoetry.com. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/zibraham181. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, babe. And she will be with us every Monday night, which is awesome. So we will see you next week.
Great. Thank you, as always. And I always look forward to next week.
Awesome. Have a great night, okay. Honey.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Awesome. So now we're going to go back to PJ, and we're going to interview her some more about her music. So,
all right.
PJ, I was noticing with the song that we opened with you, A Breaking Heart Will Lie, I thought it was really cool, the guitar work that you have in it, because it was very unique with the different like progressions that you would use or like the chord combinations you would use. It was really beautiful.
I appreciate that. Well, first of all, I'd like to say I wrote my co-writer on that is Brian Reborn. He is a singer-songwriter as well. I think he's in Michigan right now. I was inspired for the music and listening to him play. In fact, he blew me away with his playing. I do have that classical background, so I can use some pretty fancy chords, although I try to like limit that from, don't get too crazy. I worked it out on the piano, basically that musical riff at the beginning, and then the demo studio who I used to create that track is called Beard Music Group out of Nashville. They're just phenomenal players, and made sure that they played that little riff for me, and they just turned out beautifully.
That is so cool. Yes, I love it. So that was really cool. What was the meaning behind that song to you?
I had dated so many girls who were wrong for me. It took a couple years to write the previous incarnation of the song, a completely different song. But and just kind of reflecting back on how we just like, I'm an optimist and I always think I can fix things. I can make it better. So that's really what it's about. Like the lengths we will go to lie to ourselves about the relationship that we're in is something we want to keep, because we just don't want to, we're afraid to not do it. We're not afraid to not be in it.
Absolutely. And can you tell us a little bit about the meaning behind your song, Just a Car?
Sure. My co-writer on that is Kelly McGrath. She's from New Jersey, and she's actually one of the co-coordinators of Nashville Songwriters Association in the New York City chapter now. Kelly's a great writer. She came to me with this idea of Just a Car. Like, I think her husband has some shell of a car that she's trying to get him to get rid of. And we all like love cars. We just know, like, even if the thing doesn't work, we still have this attachment to it. She's like, get rid of the thing. So we decided to build that around, love, our attachment, because the car isn't a car, in America, for sure. It's our first freedom. It's our, it's our romance, sometimes you actually have romance inside the car. That's where that one comes from.
Totally. That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you or your connection with New York.
Actually, I'm in New York right now. So I just flew back in 2 days ago. So I grew up in New Jersey, New York, with the Juilliard connection and all that. So I have a place here in New York City with my wife, Jenny. And I also just back out a place in Nashville because I've been going to Nashville every month for almost 2 years now. So I've done a lot of writing for theater, for live theater. In fact, I was nominated for an Aldelco Award for my composition and sound design. Yeah, pretty exciting.
That is awesome.
That was with a production of Henry V that we did with the Classical Theater of Harlem. So I compose here, and I've composed for film, TV production companies, and really enjoy those kinds of relationships and looking for more of those kinds of opportunities to custom write, you know, pieces for theater or film, TV.
That is awesome. What projects do you have coming up for the future that we can look forward to?
Well, I'm currently working on a rock song for a possessed nun.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a theater project that I believe they're doing it up in, Amherst, Massachusetts. It would have been good for me to have that available, but the it's a one person show. It's called Jean of the Angels, Janne. So that will be coming up. I'm still writing like mad, co-writing like mad. So hopefully we'll see some artists cut one of these country songs. Yeah,
that would be so cool. Do you find it different to write for different genres?
Oh,
or
definitely.
Does it kind of translate?
Definitely different. Definitely. When I'm writing something for like off Broadway or Broadway style play, it's very different. Actually, my wife Jenny and I have written together. She'll write a book and I'll write music, and we'll both write lyrics. And she's also a director. So when we write things for the play, it needs to further the play, and that means the typical 3 minute or 3 minute 30 second popular song or country song format doesn't always work. And what I was saying before about chord progressions, you can't get too far away from the expected chord progressions in country, but you can in pop, because you can kind of, pop is almost more like classical and Broadway is kind of like classical and pop mixed together. So there's definitely differences.
That is so cool. I love that. And do you feel like your relationship affects your writing?
My relationship is so good that it's like it keeps me stable. That it used to be, and this happens for a lot of people, especially when they're starting out. It used to be I would only write if I was inspired, and there's nothing like heartbreak to inspire, you know, but thank goodness I got over that. Now I have a very supportive relationship, and I can write whatever I want. I can, you know, like a fiction writer, I can put myself in any shoes and have the strong foundation to be able to dive into any kind of song that I want now.
That is so cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, we are going to go to a short commercial break, but we are going to be back with PJ after this. So you guys stay tuned. We have another song of hers we're going to play and fun questions to ask. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
The music you are currently enjoying is solely composed and provided by Michael Nicholas, freelance TV, film, commercial, and video game ASCAP composer, based right here in Los Angeles. Visit soundcloud.com/MichaelNicholas-3 to hear more samples of Michael's work. If you are interested in licensing or commissioning an original piece, call Michael at 920-277-5838.
Can you hear the angels? Solaris is an expert astrologer and loves inspiring people to follow their hearts to make their most luminous dreams come true. Interpreting the map of the universe, she can help answer the deepest questions in your heart. Discover all that your astrology chart reveals about you in a private reading. Call 754-245-7606 or email her at solaris@fairyastrology.com or go to www.fairyastrology.com for more information.
All of the Zodiac Fairies are now available on hoodies, t-shirts, baby tees, maternity clothes, plus sizes, mouth pads, teddy bears, water bottles, journals, pillows, keepsake boxes, coasters, and digital cameras. Go to www.fairyastrology.com to find you as a fairy. They're designed with your sign in mind.
This all started because I fell in love with the wrong men. But with every heartbreak came beauty. With every passionate kiss came an understanding of the deepest love. And when I finally had to walk away, I found wisdom. Join me in exploring all of the facets of your heart. How deep can you fall in love?
Welcome back to Facets of the Heart, the show all about love. And now we have our sneak peek song of the week, and this is by James Taylor. He just came out with a new album, and this is called You and I. This is a album that's coming out tomorrow, and it's called Before This World. So if you guys like this song, feel free to get his new stuff. So this is You and I by James Taylor. Enjoy.
Fierce
show, that was You and I by James Taylor, and that his album comes out tomorrow. So I hope you guys like that. So very, very cool. So now we are going to go back to PJ, and we're going to ask her some more questions about her music. So PJ, we have so we have a song of yours, and it's called Shut Up. And what would you like to tell us about this song?
All right. I love this song. It's pretty new. I wrote this with my friends Jeff Solomon and Eric Wickman, who are actually out of L.A. Jeff Solomon is singing. It's a wonderful country boy voice. And Eric made that track and made that beautiful demo. I'm playing the piano on it. I'm playing the keys on it. So that's pretty fun. So this song came about because an acquaintance on Facebook was having going through some challenges because his wife got sick and was in a coma, and the friend is a musician. So yeah, it really is about so he used to play the guitar, and she would say, enough, stop it. And so he thought that he would bring the guitar into the room and try to wake her up, and it actually worked. And there's just so much about that, you know, that true story. There's just so much that goes into that. And it's something that was annoying at first, it becomes, you know, life-saving, and something that maybe something your partner says to you that, you know, maybe isn't the nicest thing, or they're not really that accepting of what's going on right now. But in the future, like, could be something that you just can't wait for her to say that again. Yeah. So when we first started working on the song, even just talking about it before writing anything, we were like, Jeff is like this burly, burly boy, like he's crying, crying. We're like, we knew we had to really do this song justice, and I hope people think we did.
Oh, that's so very sweet. I'm sure they did. I liked listening to it, so I think everybody's gonna love it. Before we play it, because I'm going to end the live portion of the show with it, I wanted to ask you, do you have anywhere where people can buy your music?
They can't buy it, but they can certainly listen to it and download. I highly encourage you to do that if you're interested. You can go to patriciaju.com, and you'll see my SoundCloud, you'll see some songs, and you'll see everything that's going on with me.
That is awesome. Very cool. And what are some of your social media links so people can follow you on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, YouTube?
Yeah. Sure. On Instagram and on Twitter, I'm NYC_PJ. And then on Facebook, you can look up PJ JU music, PJ Ju music.
Oh, that's very cool. Do you have a plan in the near future or far future to do a YouTube video to some of your songs?
I don't have a plan for that. Usually, you know, my whole focus is to get an artist interested in cutting. Now, if you know, one of my artist co-writers is interested in doing that, then that very well may happen.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. Mm-hmm. So, all right, we are going to play the song Shut Up right now so everybody can hear it. Thank you so much, PJ, for being on our show with us. I really appreciate
it.
And yay, exactly. I think you're awesome. So thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right, bye, honey. And thank you guys so much for listening to our show this week and every Monday night. We will be back next week with more love songs. And again, stay tuned for the extended podcast version of the song of the show so that you guys can hear all sorts of fun country medley songs. So you guys will love the little country hour we have planned for you. So this is Shut Up by PJ Ju, and definitely go to her websites and social media to hear more about her music and to follow along with her career. I hope you guys have a great night. Bye.
Back real loud, trying to flying so hard to get Freebird down. By 11:30 we'd be turning up to 12. The shutters would shake and she'd start to yell. Leaning out our window, pink curtains in her hair. She was sick of me spending all my time out there. Like an angel, sounding something fierce. She'd scream, shut up, look at the time, I'm trying to sleep. Turn off the light, we got things to do in the morning. Shut up, get inside, tell all your rowdy friends tonight. Baby, I've had about enough. So shut up. My world went silent in room 202. Holding her hand in the ICU. They say that driver blew a .13 and almost took her away from me. Singing loud and played for her all night long. Calling out to God, wake her up with the same old song. My fingers bleeding, I went praying just to hear her saying, shut up, look at the time, I'm trying to sleep. Turn off the light, we got things to do in the morning. Shut up, get inside, tell all your rowdy friends tonight. Baby, I've had about enough. I could have swore a finger. Said, shut up, I'm alright. Long as I have you by my side. I've heard every note since morning. Shut up, we got time. Just be near me tonight. The sweetest words I ever heard. Shut up.
I love you so, so would you go? set you free, or would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
last up in the car. I headed up to the Rockies, got a job at this bar, selling beer to the locals, just barely getting by on the tips from the rich kids there on daddy's dime. But when I saw her walking one night, I knew that I'd be alright. And tell your eyes the snow falling down, I was waking up in that sleepy little town. In her eyes my world came to life, I never will forget the moment she arrived. And tell your eyes, we spent that whole tangled up by a fire, casting shadows on the cabin wall, drowning in desire, confessing all our secrets and laughing out loud. So high up on that mountain I thought we'd never come down. It was a dream we were living in. I was the happiest I'd ever been. And tell your eyes the snow falling down, waking up with her in that sleepy little town. In her eyes my world came to life, I never will forget all those sleepless nights. In her there and watched relief, and me with a frozen heart. And tell your eyes the snow falling down, standing there alone in that sleepy little town. In her eyes my world came so alive, I never will forget the day she said goodbye. And tell your eyes falling down, waking up with her in that sleepy little town. In her eyes my world came to life, I never will forget all those sleepless nights. And tell your eyes, oh, oh, oh. And tell your eyes, yeah, yeah.
Laugh where you love with all you have. There ain't nothing bad. it was over. I thought I could move on, but I was wrong. I woke up last night calling your name and feeling the blame, baby. Thought I could quit you, but I still miss your love. What was I thinking? Thinking I could still walk down the street without you by my side. I'll make it through a night alone. I lied. I said a lot of things I didn't really mean. How can I make you see what matters most to me? Girl, I should have known it. I couldn't last the moment without you. You've got every right. Your heart, that's the bottom line. I wasted so much precious time, baby. I see you with your friends, wearing a smile again. What was I thinking? Thinking I could still walk down the street without you by my side. I made I said